time for our regular weekly visit with New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis, sponsored by Town Fair Tire and Stoneham Ford. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Were you as surprised as we all were with the Patriots' performance on Sunday night?
Well, I didn't expect them, you know, I expect them to perform a little bit better, but, you know, I looked at the schedule, and, you know, they make us do these schedules and point out teams that could give teams trouble. This was one of the teams that I said could possibly give the Patriots trouble, but, you know, you can't turn the ball over. You got to execute. You got to do a lot of different things when you go into a hostile environment, and, you know, you got to give credit to the Ravens. You know, they played at a high level. They executed. They came out with a lot of energy. They made more plays than the Patriots. So, you know, where I come from, we don't make excuses. The better team won that night. So you gotta deal with that, put it behind you, and move forward.
We were just talking a week ago about how the Patriots deserve to be in the conversation with the all-time great defenses. Now, it's only one game, but it also happened to be the first true test, and it seemed like they failed that test defensively. How do you view the defense now through nine games?
They're still one of the best defenses in the league, and I don't think that I think every game you play is a test, especially when you're defending champions. Everybody is going to play their best football against you, especially with the Patriots. Everybody wants to go out and knock down the Patriots just because they're the champions. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they, you know, they play at a high level. They win a lot of football games. So I can take you into every locker room across the league, and if they've got the Patriots on their schedule, that's where everybody's going to play their best ball to try to knock them down. So, and I've also learned, you know, from being around the game a long time, that I don't overreact off of one game. You know, to say, oh, this defense has been great for 8 weeks. Oh, they played bad 1 week, so now they're not good anymore. Sometimes, you know, you don't have your best games. You know, you don't play as well. You don't execute as well. So I'm still saying this is one of the better defenses. And I think every team you line up against is a true test. The Ravens just played better. So they won the football game in a lot of different phases of the game. So you got to give them credit, man. They were ready to go.
Lamar Jackson is a uniquely talented football player, but we've also seen larger men physically, Andrew Luck and Cam Newton and others, who have tried to be that running quarterback at times, and their bodies just can't pay the price. Is what Lamar Jackson is doing sustainable long term?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know the window for that. You know, he's a tough kid. You know, he's put on weight. He is dynamic, and he gives you problems in space because, you know, his speed and running the football and all that. I will say that history shows you can't continue to, you know, to run the ball. I don't care how big he is. He's not 250, 60 pounds like Cam Newton or Luck. Those guys have multiple injuries. They take so many hits, RG3. You know, you can go down the line of all those running quarterbacks that, you know, has been injured due to, you know, multiple hits by defenders. So I will say it's working now. And he's learning, you know, to take care of himself. You've seen him slide a few times. You've seen him get out of bounds. So he has taken fewer hits, which is, you know, he's playing smart ball. But he's not just a runner. He's also a passer. You know, he's shown that he can throw the ball. I think that's the tough part. You know, when you put everybody in the box and you're trying to defend the run and you bite on the play action, he pulls it and throws the ball. It's tough. And then when he's scrambling, you know, he still has that threat to take off with the ball, and defenders have to plaster the receivers. When they come off, he's good enough to hit the receivers down the field. But, you know, looking at his frame, he's been making better decisions. But I don't know. Like, you can't continuously take hit by linebackers and defensive linemen and expect to just be clean and not, you know, not get injured at some point.
Even prior to Sunday, we saw Frank Gore have success, Nick Chubb have success, and even Le'Veon Bell in a game that wasn't close, but even he had a little bit of success running the ball. And then the Ravens really put it all together with both Mark Ingram and Lamar Jackson. Would you say the best way to beat the Patriots, especially for an offense, is to run the ball right at them?
Well, I mean, everybody's not. First of all, everybody's not the Ravens. Everybody doesn't have a Lamar Jackson. Greg Roman did a great job, you know, with his formations and scheme. And, you know, the way they line up in the pistol formation with the, like that wing T look, it's tough. And they give you a lot of different looks. And, you know, he's very decisive. He makes good decisions. Every team is not the Ravens and don't have, you know, that scheme and that personnel to do what they do. And I'm not just going to just jump off the diving board and say, oh, yeah, all you got to do is run the ball and you'll beat the Patriots. I know there's teams that, you know, had a little success with the Patriots, but that doesn't give you automatically win. I think against a great team or even good teams in this league, you got to go out and do more than just one thing. A lot of teams, you know, a lot of times if you get down in the game, 14 points, 21 points, 17 points, whatever it is, it eliminates the running game. Now you got to pass the football. So I think you got to be balanced. And against really good teams, I don't think you just go in and say, hey, all we got to do is just run the ball and we'll win the game. There's a lot more to a game than just that.
We're talking to NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. You've been in that locker room. You've been in those meeting rooms. The Patriots were off yesterday. They're back at work today. What will Bill Belichick do? How will he handle it with them today?
Well, they go over the adjustments. You know, they'll look at the tape and they'll move on. You know, they got a bye week. And, you know, during the bye, you can do a lot of different things. You can self-assess. You can work on things you need to work on. They'll probably see them again in the playoffs. But they've got a lot of games before that happens. And you got to get ready for your next opponent, which I think is the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, it was the worst thing for me as a player in the locker room when we lost, and I know that to be true for a lot of my teammates. You know, it was terrible. We couldn't wait to get to the next game, and you know, for those guys now, you could see it. They were frustrated. They hate losing. They're accustomed to playing a certain way. They know that they didn't, you know, execute the way they're used to executing, and you know, they had to give credit. You got to give credit to the Ravens for that, but you got to move past it. You got to move on. You got to erase the chalkboard and get ready for the next opponent.
And if you look at all the division leaders right now in the AFC, obviously it's the Patriots, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs. The Pats will play Houston and Kansas City later here in the regular season. But as it stands right now, is Baltimore the toughest matchup for the Pats, just with what they can do and you know, the ability to have a running quarterback? Or would you say maybe it's Houston or Kansas City?
Well, we've seen Kansas City and them go blow for blow, you know, in high-scoring games, and it come down to the last drive or overtime drive or a field goal or whatever the case may be. So I wouldn't just dismiss Kansas City just like that. And I think that the Ravens played a great game, but, you know, we'll have to see if they play again how it turns out. So right now, you got to give, you know, the nod to the Ravens because they won that one game. The Texans are always a tough opponent, you know. Deshaun Watson and that offense, they're dynamic as well. They do a lot of different things. The coaches are familiar with each other, so they always go out and they always battle and play great games. So, you know, it's the NFL, man. It's week to week. It's how you adjust. It's how you recover. It's where the team's focus is. Team's health, guys got to go out, you know, guys got to get healthy, play at a certain level and bounce back. It's not over. Nobody's handing out trophies, you know, in week 9 of this league. So
although the Ravens really took a team picture after the game, it seemed like they were giving out a trophy.
I mean, they're excited and they should be excited, you know, because, hey, there's bad blood. We both know between these two organizations, mm-hmm. It's very competitive. It's very physical. And, the Patriots are the defending champs. I mean, if you can go out and beat them, a lot of teams are going to be taking team photos. So, you know, I don't want to take anything away from the Ravens. Kudos to them. They played a great game. But it, like I said, it's week 9. So nobody's handing out trophies week 9. Teams will regroup. It's a long season. There's a lot of football left. And, you know, when it's all said and done, when the playoffs start, you know, we'll see. The matchups, and we'll go from there. Then it becomes a one-week season.
There's an article on The Athletic this morning that says that the Chargers would consider the possibility of moving to London rather than being the second team in the brand-new football Taj Mahal that's being built out in L.A. What do you think about the possibility of the NFL expanding to London, and do you think the Chargers would consider doing it?
Well, I think our game has already expanded to London. When you look at, we have four games in London this year. It's a great environment to play in. I was over there. You know, they're putting together the NFL Academy and football academies and different things, and we're going over there and integrating and teaching the game and growing the game of football. There's a hunger for the game over there. As far as the Chargers going over there, I'm not sure. I think when you're an organization, everything's a possibility. I would love to see them back in San Diego, to be honest. I know, you know, there's a huge market there. I love them being in San Diego. I don't know if that'll ever work out again, but I would love for them to be back in San Diego. As far as London goes, man, when you go over there and play games, they're wearing every team's jersey in the league, and it's a fun place to play. So, I mean, it's interesting. We'll see what happens.
If they did move a team permanently to London, would you be okay playing on that team and having to play 8 games in London?
Well, I don't think you have a choice. I think it is what it is. If that's where the league is going and we're expanding and your franchise is the franchise that's over there, that would just become home.
You know, you could always,
they got a team in Toronto, right?
I mean, you could pout like Eli Manning when he got drafted by the Chargers. You could do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's the best thing to be drafted and be able to be somewhere and play at a high level. So I would say that the guy, it would be definitely be an adjustment, but you just would have to adjust to it. And, you know, the players in our league are the best at making adjustments and understanding that.